There we go. Thank you.
All right, now that we're officially recorded, I'd like to begin this meeting, Gavin's meeting to order, and request Sherry for a roll call.
Mayor Woodards is absent. Michael Sansusi.
Here.
Andy Cirullo is absent for the moment. John Carmen.
Right here.
Mike Steele.
Here.
All right. Oh, well, that gives us our quorum, and I'd like to move on to item number two. We have minutes from September 7th, and I'm looking for approval. Do I have a motion or any discussion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of September 7th, 2023.
And I'm going to go ahead and second that motion myself, and let's begin with a vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Moving on we have public comments. Do we have any public comments?
None.
All right. Well, I'll just assume that means the public is aware we're doing a wonderful job. Unfinished business. We've got a 30-day absence report that we've looked at.
And that is just for your information.
Yeah. And on that information, are there any questions that anybody might have? All right, then that informational thing.
I do have a question.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I was always under the impression that, well, we're a ways away from it here, but it looks like we're going to be up against something else with this, that this individual can do 6 months. That's what I always understood. And then it was mandatory retirement. I understand that it sounds like from the information we were given that the state has allowed to use sick leave, vacation leave, which will extend it well beyond that 6 months. Are there other options beyond that? I guess my question is this individual going to be coming back to work, and under what circumstances or conditions? What do we know?
Thank you for asking that, because I do not have the answer. I was considering the same questions.
I believe we discussed that at the last meeting, that we did confirm with the State Department of Retirement Systems that this is allowed, where he can just use sick leave so that he does not, because he does not want to retire. And if he used up all his sick leave and vacation leave and he still was not able to work due to a medical condition, he actually could take another 6 months of disability leave. That is also allowed. And I questioned that because it seemed a little off, but the state confirmed that that is allowed. Same thing with, we used to put him on a 90-day trial period, which then said if they went off on the same condition within 90 days, they couldn't start another 6 months. But if it was beyond the 90 days and they went off again, they would get another 6 months of disability leave. This individual has no intentions of doing that. He just doesn't want to retire yet. He's hoping to be back to work as soon as he can. As of November 1st, he'll start using other leave.
If I remember, we've used for decades the 90-day sick leave, and if I remember correctly, we finally came to a reckoning that that was the board's chosen policy.
I believe you're correct, John, yes.
Which was not absolutely part of our system. It worked, and nobody complained, and so we allowed for that. But that 90-day is not in cold, in stone in our system, is it?
I believe you're correct, John. I believe that was just a board procedure that you, like you said, it kind of worked for everybody, but if it had ever been challenged, it may not have held up. And again, I don't know the details.
Does it have to be a new injury?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
And as I remember, yes, it did. But that's from my memory, which is not in stone either. So, there's lots of questions surrounding this and some disappointments surrounding this, but it is information only, and there is no voting necessary. I might have a conversation with the person individually and personally. But other than that, I think we're ready to move on.
Just one more comment. It does seem cyclical at this point. And if we had still yet maybe 100 people left on left one that could see this and perhaps take advantage of this cycle. It seems like a circle. I don't see an end to it. But we only have one person, and this is the individual we're talking about. So it's probably not that big a deal. But I just think it's we got to come to kind of some resolution, or we're just going to have a circle here until
it's not
the person is carried out foot first. Okay.
It's not that big a deal.
Well, for one person, it isn't. But if we had 100 people going through this process, I think it would be.
There's a good chance I still may be on the job.
There you go. That's why I'm saying it could be a real problem, John.
And so I'm not sure how we can resolve this. I'm going to have a personal chat.
Okay. We're a ways away from that. Something will probably come up. Have a chat.
Well, most of this information came from DRS. Isn't that right, Sherry?
Correct.
So, I mean, if the DRS says,
which is where his pension will come from.
Right.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. I'll just settle for that right now. And
the pension is coming from one place, but the city is paying salary for 6 months. Or is it during the 6 months is the reimbursement coming from the state on these the 6 months when you're off? Is that pension?
Well, I believe that there's some accounting where the 6 month disability pay is from the pension system, from the pension board versus payroll. But in the big picture, it all comes from the general fund. Same pot of money.
That's what I believe too. And
curious.
Well, it's a system. And all systems have some flaws that can be exploited. I'll leave it at that.
No other unfinished business.
All right. And then let's move on to new business.
There were no communications either, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just skipped.
That's okay.
Thank you very much for keeping me in order. And again, sadly, moving on to new business, we have lost one of our retirees. And
passed away on September 10th. And I did also send you a copy of the legal opinion regarding the widow's pension and funeral death benefits. So I'll be working with her on that.
All right. And that's pretty standard.
For information.
Yeah. Are there any questions or comments on that? Because that is pretty standard and sad. I'll leave my personal stuff out of it on this one. And again, we have a request for reimbursement from $251.13 from one of our members.
Can I just add a little? This member is one of the two who's on Kaiser Permanente instead of Regents. And typically a knee scooter would be covered by Medicare. They did go through all the process and procedures they needed to get it covered by Medicare, including appealing to Kaiser. He's actually on Kaiser Permanente Medicare Advantage. And it was denied. He got the referral from the MD. So I told him I thought it was reasonable to submit it to the pension board. It does include a couple other items that were needed to recover from an injury.
Well, the amount does not concern me, but if we go all the way back to page 3, DME information at the bottom, estimated length of need is 6 weeks. I'm curious where that durable medical supply will go at the end of 6 weeks. Is there any mandate that it be returned?
No, we did away with that years ago, John. Many years ago.
And we have
typically these type of items would be rented. In this instance, the individual did actually purchase it because it was cheaper than renting it. So they saved the system.
At the end of 6 weeks, he'll just keep it. Yeah.
Okay. And that is what it is, but we do need a vote on whether we're going to accept this $251.13.
I'll make a motion that we pay the $251.13 reimbursement to the member.
Thank you.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve this request for $251.13 for this particular individual. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed. So carried. And now
I'd like to bother you. I'd like to bother you one time with a little question. Are we aware of any other expenses for someone who chooses to wrap their Medicare around an Advantage program? Are there any other expenses likely or possible that they would incur that would not be covered under Medicare that we require for our people? At least we have, or under penalty, that we would be responsible for expenses that would normally be covered for the rest of us that are just on Medicare and not an Advantage program. And does that make sense? Would there be some surgeries and so forth that Medicare would say no? And the Kaiser or whatever the Advantage program was would say no. And then we would be looking at a huge expense. I'm just wondering.
I don't think something like that. I don't think the huge expense would be an issue. And we only have two members on this plan.
Okay. That's.
And
Unfortunately, Kaiser Permanente is now on strike.
Yeah. They're on strike. They are. Yeah.
And we always have our fallback caveat, case basis. So should it appear in the future, we'll hopefully deal with it appropriately and well.
Thank you for your indulgence.
Oh, absolutely. Never. Anytime. Floor is open as far as I'm concerned for any comments that are coded. Moving on, we have some changes to our board of procedures. Sherry sent out a very comprehensive and full example of the new ones. I personally have gone over them and had chats with Sherry about some of the circumstances. And I will open it up for questions or discussion, but I am amenable to approving this as is.
I just want to add first that I did update the website, some of the website links. I was unaware that some of them were not quite accurate. And I was also informed since I sent it to you that VSP has a new remittance address. So I've updated that. So just a couple other changes that were added. But
okay. So if there is a motion to approve, it would be with those additions. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's open for questions or comments right now.
Well, I agree with you, John. I went through it too and changed all my pages to the stuff that Sherry sent us. And I think it's great. Thank you for the job you did, Sherry. It was great.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
ditto.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we approve the new disability board procedures, guidelines, and policies.
I will go. This is Andy. I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the updated disability board procedures, guidelines, and policies as Sherry has designated. With the additional properly updated new addresses. And so with that, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed. So carried. And now, is there any other new business, Sherry?
Sadly, I have two additional retirees who have passed away. Fretz passed away on September 25th. And
what was that name?
Roy Fretz. F-R-E-T-Z, and Robert McQuillan passed away on September 30th.
I came on the job with Pete, knew him well. And of course, everybody knew Bob McQuillan. That's very sad.
Those are just for your information. And they are both, no prior rights. So there's no continuing pension. They don't get pension from the city.
Okay. Well, with a very saddened heart, I hear that, coupled with the other person. And it does show that this board is now transferred from care to sort of a death watch. And it's the nature of life on a case-to-case basis. So thank you for that information. Now let's move on to pension fund roll items. Has everybody had a chance to take a peek at them?
And those will be as amended to include item 6B that you approved.
Do I hear a motion on that pension fund rule items?
Well, I'll make a motion that we, what's the word I'm looking for?
Approved with
the amended roll.
The amended pension roll items. Thank you. And also with item 6B and the new business. How's that, Johnny?
All right. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the pension fund roll items as amended. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? I love that. So carry. And now let's move on to claims. We do have a claim.
And that will need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion. We approve the claim for a member who's off on a illness.
On a dot, dot, dot.
I'll second.
It has been moved in the second, and we approve the claims as shown on our schedule here. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Thank you very much. We're getting close. Any other business, Sherry?
Nothing from me.
All right. Are there any persons that want have anything that they'd like to bring up, address, question, or comment on? All right, then I'm going to move on to everybody's favorite, a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved to second that we adjourn this meeting. And all all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? All right, I gavel this meeting closed. Thank everybody for coming. So nice to see you. Please try to stay healthy.
Thank you all.
My case pants.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Sorry.